Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Text Number 36. Tathapi kirtaya mangya yatha mati yatha shrutam kirtim hare swam satkartum Giram Anyabhidhasatim. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In spite of my inability, whatever I have been able to hear from the spiritual master, and whatever I could assimilate, I am now describing in glorification of the Lord by pure speech. For otherwise, my power of speaking would remain unchaste. The purification of conditioned soul necessitates purification of his consciousness. The first and foremost point that Prabhupada has given here is very important. The purification of the conditioned soul necessitates purification of his consciousness. By the presence of consciousness, the presence of the transcendental soul is verified. And as soon as consciousness leaves the material body is not active. Consciousness is perceived, therefore, by activities. The theory put forward by empiric philosophers that consciousness can remain in an inactive state is the proof of their poor fund of knowledge. One should not become unchaste by stopping the activities of pure consciousness. If the activities of pure consciousness are stopped, certainly the conscious living force will be otherwise engaged, because unless engaged, the consciousness has no standing. Consciousness cannot be silent even for a moment. When the body does not act, the consciousness acts in the form of dreams. Unconsciousness is artificial. By induced extraneous help, it remains for a limited period. But when the intoxication of the drug is finished, or when one is awake, the consciousness again acts earnestly. Maitreya's statement is that in order to avoid unchaste conscious activities, he was trying to describe the unlimited glories of the Lord. Although he did not have the ability to describe them perfectly, this glorification of the Lord is not product of research, but the result of hearing submissively from the authority of the spiritual master. It is also not possible to repeat all that one has heard from his spiritual master, but one can narrate as far as possible by one's honest endeavor. It does not matter whether the Lord's glories are fully explained or not. One must attempt to engage one's bodily, mental, and verbal activities in transcendental glorification of the Lord. Otherwise, such activities will remain unchaste and impure. The existence of the conditioned soul can be purified only by the method of engaging mind and speech in the service of the Lord. The Tridandi Sannyasi of Vaishnava school accepts three rods representing vow to engage in the service of the Lord with body, mind, and speech. whereas the Ekadandi Sannyasi takes the vow to become one with the Supreme. Since the Lord is the Absolute, there is no distinction between Him and His glories. The glories of the Lord, as chanted by the Vaishnava Sannyasi, are as substantial as the Lord Himself. And thus, while glorifying the Lord, the devotee becomes one with Him in a transcendental interest. Although he remains eternally a transcendental servitor, this simultaneously one and different position of the devotees makes him eternally purified, and thus his life becomes a complete success. ओम अज्ञानदिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सघनरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं वरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. तथापि कीर्तयाम्य अंग यथामति यथाश्रुतम् कीर्तिर हरेः स्वां सत्कर्तुं गिरमन्याभिधासितम्. इन स्पाइट ऑफ माय इनएबिलिटी वट एवर आई हैव बीन एबल टू हियर फ्रॉम दिस स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर and whatever I could assimilate, I am now describing in glorification of the Lord by pure speech, for otherwise my power of speaking would remain unchaste. Asatim. In the first part of the purport, Prabhupada explains about the consciousness. And the activities that one can perform in pure consciousness. This purport actually is meant for the people who does not understand how the soul present in the body, what its symptoms. The symptom of soul's presence in the body is consciousness, the living force. If the activities of your consciousness are stopped, certainly the conscious living force will otherwise engage. Because unless engaged in consciousness has a no standing. Consciousness cannot be silent even for a moment. When the body does not act, the consciousness acts in the form of a dreams. And unconsciousness is artificial. And by induced extraneous help, it remains for the limited period. But when the intoxication of drug is finished, or when one is awake, the consciousness again act earnestly. So to awake our consciousness, what is needed is association of devotees. Because in the association of devotees only you will realize your own existence. Generally what happens? Because we are too much with interaction with so many material things, which is grossly material, And because of that, what happens? Generally, we tend to forget our real existence. We start considering ourselves as a body, and whatever sukha dukkha or dvandvas of this material world, nirmana moha, chitta sanga dosha, because as we have lost our identity and get associated with the material nature, then that creates a sanga dosha, association anarthas. The anarthas that can come because of bad association. And that impacts on our consciousness. And that's why we see that people are so grossly engrossed in the things that sometimes we feel that few things which are like a common sense, that also become uncommon for them. And if someone does that, they feel, oh, my goodness, he has done such a good for me. But any living entity who is called himself as a human being, as yesterday I was hearing one of the scholars of Quran and Vedic literature, that person for the last 30 years he learned Sanskrit just to understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. And he got done his master's, PhD in Sanskrit. And when he was speaking about the knowledge, he said, the Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma is to accept the supremacy of the Lord and surrender Him and serve Him. And that person, he really got the essence. There are so many scholars I heard about who are really good in Sanskrit. But this person, being born in a Mohammedan family and studying the Vedic literature, he says the most essential verse of Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Lord, just to prove this fact, he has spoken all the verses. And people who don't understand that and who just run after gathering the knowledge, accumulating that, just to show their scholarship that I know this much, that much, he said that's of no use. And previously also we have seen the same message as conveyed by Maitreya Rishi also. What is the most important thing for us is to understand that the Supreme Personality of a Godhead is one. Ekalo Ishvara Krishna Arasa Bhavratya Jara Jasana Chaya Tare Kare Nritya. There is only one master, and that is Krishna. And the way he want to make us dance, we should dance. If we are reluctant to that, then we are going to get punished by the material nature. And that's what's happening with you, with us. And why it happens? Because we are unconscious. We are not conscious of what we are doing. And that's why Prabhupada specifically named this institute as a Krishna consciousness. And that is the pure consciousness, which is chaste consciousness. Abhidhat asitam satim, satim. Satim means chaste. So the satim chetasa means one who really engages consciously in Krishna consciousness. And then in the second part of this purport, Prabhupada says that in order to avoid unchaste conscious activities, Maitreya was trying to describe the unlimited glories of the Lord. So, here they have given a parameter to understand who is who and how much that person has advanced in the spiritual life. If someone's consciousness is engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then it is considered a chaste consciousness, a pure consciousness. And rather than dedicating his time for glorifying the glories of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he engages in other activities then that consciousness is not considered as a chest. So here it becomes easy for us to understand that how we can know that how much we have advanced in our spiritual endeavor. Generally, what happens if we are not able to understand what is what and what it is exactly, then it really creates problem for ourselves. There is a wonderful quotation by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A few days back I just came across that, where very wonderfully he explains that how if we are not engaged in Krishna consciousness or glorifying the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then we are tend to get engaged in offending Vaishnavas. And that destroys our Krishna consciousness. That makes us unconscious. Where it has gone? If you not glorify this, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then definitely you will get engaged in the things that which is not helpful for your spiritual life, but harmful for your spiritual life. And that is finding faults with the Vaishnavas. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives his instruction regarding that. He says that, let me not desire anything but the highest good for my worst enemies. And what is that? The highest benefit or highest good for the human being is to glorify the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That is the topmost thing that one should do. Because the people in the topmost ashrama of the Varnashram system, they are engaged in that. As Prabhupada has explained here, that what is this Tridandi Sannyas indicates? The Vaishnava school, they accept the Tridandi Sannyas, representing the vow of to engage in the service of the Lord with a body, mind and speech. Second thing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, be indifferent to bazaar gossips. Stick firmly to your cherished goals. No lack or impediments of the world will ever stand your way. It's a very profound statement. People, they think that, oh, this person is creating problem in my life. This person is creating problem in my life. No one is creating problem in your life. It's you only who is creating problem. Because as per his statement here, that if you are engaged in the gossip or prajalpa, that will destroy everything and that will take away you from your cherished goal. Then third thing he says, look within, amend yourself rather than pry into frailties of others. Introspection, that's what we call it. Antarmukha. Unless and until we do that for ourselves, to teach something others and to expect something from others is very difficult. Then further he says, the Lord Gaurasundar puts his devotee in various difficulties and association to test their patience and strength of mind. Success depends on their good fortune. So, if you are serious and sincere and still you think that there are so many problems in the life, then consider that that's the mercy of Lord and He is testing you. Whether you will withstand with the things of this material world or you flow along with them. When the faults in others misguide and delude you, have a patience, introspect, find faults in yourself. Know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. It's a great thing. Need to be pondered on and need to be understood and work out with that. It's like a troubling the troubles before the troubles troubles you. That's what happens with us. In this world of Maya, averse to the Lord, full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility, and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. If you want to do Hari Bhajan or glorify the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then you need to have this patience and respect for others. In this world of Maya, averse to the Lord, full of trials and tribulation, only patience and humility and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. Chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly evils and pests. See here, same theme has carried in this purport. That one should engage himself in glorification of their Lordship so that one can get rid of the turbulations created by the material energy in our material existence. Hari Bhajana Avinas Kala Khalavuno Kore. One should not waste his time without doing the Hari Bhajan. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, avyartha kalatva. Vaishnava is he who never wastes his time. Wasting of times means engaging ourselves in other things rather than engaging ourselves in the glorification of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And here, the mood of real preacher has explained actually. What he does? Kirtayami angam yathamati yathashrutam kirtim hare swam satkartum. Whatever I have heard from my spiritual master and whatever I have assimilated, yathamati yathashrutam, I am trying to represent it. For what? Satkartum giramanyabhidhasitam satim abhidhasatim. To keep my consciousness chaste and pure, I am doing it. So there is only one way to purify your consciousness, and that is wonderful narrations of Krishna to glorify the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. As explained in the first canto, second chapter, text number 17 to 21. That Shrunvata Svagata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Dhradhyantastva Vidrani Vidunoti Suratsata. What can purify your heart? That is the glory of Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And it said that clear, oral reception. Prabhupada mentions here in the second part of this purport that it's not by doing research you will understand the Lord. But if you hear it from the authority, that makes you understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Because no one can glorify or describe the unlimited wonderful pastimes of the Lord by doing research. But you can do that by hearing it from the authority. Because that gives a lot of impact. As explained in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yam Brahma Vedanta Vido Vadanti Pare Pradhanam. No. Yam Brahma Varunendra Dudra Marutai Stunvanti Divyaistave Vaide Sangha Krama Upanishadai Gayanti Yam Samaka Yasya Antam Navidoho Sura Suraganaihi Deva Yatasmai. Even the demigods, they are not able to find it out, the glories of the Lord's wonderful pastime. Lord Ananta with his Ananta mouth, since the time immemorial, he is glorifying the wonderful activities of their Lordship, but still he is not able to finish them up. Then how the human being with a limited intelligence and with all this four anarthas that he is carrying in this age of Kali, because he is born with that, how is it possible for him to describe the glories of the Lord? And the honest speaker who is honest to his heart, he always says that it's not me that who is glorifying the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, but whatever I have heard from my spiritual master. And whatever I have understood from that, I am describing. That's the proper disciplic succession. When someone glorifies some speaker that you spoke so nicely, if he takes it for himself, then he has gone. But if he carries it forward to the parampara, because of them, they have explained and what I have heard from them, I am just partly explaining you. Not the whole. And that's what Maitreya Rishi says here. As per my ability, I'm describing whatever I heard from my spiritual master. Vaishnavas, they always engage themselves in the glorification of their Lordship. Nothing else in the material world can save you or purify your consciousness other than the glorifying the wonderful qualities of their Lordship. Hare Krishna. So any comment, any question?
So much in this verse, it seems like to live this verse is to have a successful life.
Yes, it is clearly mentioned here. No?
I have one. The dream and nibbana.
Dream?
Dream? And body.
Okay.
Consciousness. While we are in the dream,
yes,
we forget our this body.
Yes.
Yes. Totally, we don't know about this body. And when we are woke up on this body, and then we forget it, because we are not in dream. While we are in the dream, we are not this body. And while we are in this body, and there is no dream. That means this way, means two, both of them is temporary.
Yeah. This is just analogy has given to understand that our constitutional position is totally different from what we are living. Even this life itself is a dreaming stage for us.
Yes, sir. Both of them are is asati. That means not truth.
Yeah.
Truth is consciousness.
Yeah.
That means going through third level, no?
Exactly. Third level means understanding that you are beyond the day dream and night dream. Few dreams that we see when we are slept and our eyes are closed. And daydream that what we are doing, what we are working out with that. And that is our, and that Prabhupada says clearly that this is the unconsciousness actually. We are consciously unconscious. Externally it may seem that eyes are moving here and there, hand, legs, everything is moving. But unconsciously we are doing that. The real consciousness means Krishna consciousness. When the living entity, he decides to do all the activities for the service of the Lord, then he is in his conscious stage. And the person who is in a conscious stage, he takes sannyas and he dedicates mind, speech and his bodily activities for the glorification of the Lord.
Right, in conscious and go through the soul and super soul, whatever.
Because they don't accept that consciousness.
Yeah,
they think that unconscious stage, going beyond to this and just merge into the existence and become unconscious. Prabhupada says it's the spiritual suicide. Because you are forgetting again your own identity. Where there is a loss of identity, there is unconsciousness. When you are dreaming, you forget that who you are. You may become butterfly and you start flying in the sky.
Yeah, sometimes happen. You say, no butterfly, even though this body will fly sometimes. Here and there, wandering here and there.
That's the unconsciousness. That need to be understood. And that's why Prabhupada has given all these examples. He is nullifying the propaganda that had made by Mayavadis. They put forward with all these examples. They come with this. And taking that examples, he's just smashing them down and giving the clear idea about what is the personalism and what is the real philosophy that soul should follow to nurture himself and go back home, back to God. Make some sense? Okay.
Have you seen dreams?
I've had dreams that I've met for a couple of years.